KGMH Mobile.
Good morning, Craig. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf on Lake Leola.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. We're making yet another trip to St. Agnes this morning.
I had a question that you might lead me in the right direction. I just got fiber at my house, so now I've got a new fiber modem. Now, they also supplied me with a Wi-Fi router for it, but I want to link my existing Wi-Fi system into that, which has a router, into that router. Do you know a way to daisy chain, so to speak, two routers, ISPC?
Yes. So what you're saying is the ISP provided box, is it a combo modem and Wi-Fi router? Is that what it is, or are they two separate boxes?
They are two separate boxes, so the fiber modem is separate. Now, so temporarily what I've done is I've hooked my old Wi-Fi system, which includes a router and a couple directly to the fiber modem. And so right now I've got the router that they supplied connected, but I kind of like to put it into service so I have two Wi-Fi systems in my house. Each one supplied by my old router and one supplied by the new router.
Okay, and you want them on the same ISP. Okay. It really could, it should be just as easy as you just daisy chain them. I guess whatever one has all your port forwarding rules, you want to have that, if you have any port forwarding rules, you want to have that one first. And then the other one that doesn't really have anything on it at all, it's just defaulted or something like that, you can just plug it into the Ethernet port of the other router. It'll just, the one that's on the, that's connected to the Ethernet port of the other router, it's just going to double NAT, but it'll still work. Port forwarding will be really weird. But other than that, it should work.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, and I tried that using the Wi-Fi router that the fiber guy supplied, and I plugged my old into one of the Ethernet ports on the new Wi-Fi router. And it never obtained a IP address for the old Wi-Fi router. It just sat there and attempting to get an IP address. So there must be something about the DNSs or DHCP that I can't figure out how to configure it.
I was going to say it could be set for static, but that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense if it was a factory defaulted device. I guess you could try to factory default it. I don't know. That's interesting. Because, yeah, you should be able to plug, assuming they're all defaulted, you should be able to plug in as many routers into each other as you want. It's just going to keep NATing. And then port forwarding, like I said, port forwarding is going to get really wacky. But you should still get internet access. And you're not even getting an IP, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I've got dynamic set. I think it's set on both of them. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's a matter of I might have to reserve an IP address on the new router that's directly connected to the modem. I dedicate that IP address directly to the old router, maybe. But I'm having a little hard time getting in the admin controls of the new Wi-Fi router. They they recommend you use something called Easy Home by Plum or Plume, something like that. And it's kind of consumer friendly, but not technical friendly. How's that?
That's how a lot of those mesh networks are, those mesh Wi-Fi things. I know the Eero one is like that. The lower end the lower end Netgear one's that way, where it just doesn't let you do anything but, you know, set a password, set an SSID, and not a whole lot other than that. It don't even let you do port forwarding. And I would imagine some of that router that they gave you is probably not going to do a whole lot either. So, yeah. That's a wonderful time.
Yeah, I do have another complete mesh system by GP Link or something like that, GP something or other. Try hooking that up. The only reason I wanted to use the Wi-Fi router that they supply is somehow they can access it when I customer support. So they can log into my router, Wi-Fi router, which I thought was interesting. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how much I would like that. It's my network. Don't touch my network. You touch my stuff, it breaks. the mesh. We've got a mesh system at our house, but I only use the mesh system for, as an access point, and I've got a microchip, which I'm probably going to actually end up replacing. I've got a microchip cloud router that is basically a microchip hex router with a layer 3 switch, all inside of a rack mountable box. And it's got a 24-port switch on it. And I figured that would be interesting to play with.
You have the Nighthawk mesh system, or whatever they call it. So I've got the Orbi system by Netgear. Now, I like it, and the only reason I like it is because all of my IoT devices are hard-coded to that SSID and password. And if I shift over to a different Wi-Fi network, I have to go to each of the IoT devices. Some of them you can do over the air, but I think I've disabled that. You have to go to each one individually.
So what I did for IoT devices in my house is I've got a single ancient Cisco access point that's got really good range, but it's only 802.11n or something like that. It's only 2.4 gigahertz, which is fine for IoT. That's pretty much what most IoT devices are, 2.4 gig. But basically, it's on its own VLAN, it's got its own SSID, and its own password, and all of my IoT devices connect to that. So if I ever upgrade our main Wi-Fi system, I don't have to worry about dragging all my IoT devices over to that. I just leave that stupid little IoT access point plugged in all the time and forget about it. And the best part is I can, it's PoE, so I just set it wherever I want it, run one cable to it, and forget about it.
Okay, the repeater ID, so I guess I should Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Okay, I'll have to look at that and maybe convert my old Wi-Fi router to just be an access point. I think that might be my solution. Okay, hey, 737, safe trip today. ACACG.
All right, sounds good, Mr. Jim. Yeah, see if your router's either got an access point only or a bridge mode. If it's got either of those, it'll do what you need it to do. So there you go. 73, NEDMH, mobile.
KCAZSU. KCAZSU testing on DMR. Anyone around this afternoon?
WQK Mobile. Listening agent.
WQK Mobile. Look at you. Good afternoon now.
Yeah, good afternoon, Glenn. Yeah, I left breakfast and headed down to Beulah. Went kayaking in Crystal Lake for a couple hours. We met my sister there, so I'm heading back home.
Oh, really nice, yeah. My neighbors across the street, their parents lived in Crystal Lake in Beulah.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice little spot in the world there, too. Yeah, nice place to be.
Yeah, we've been there a few times downtown and all looked and by the lake and all and had lunch there one day. Very nice place. And I was busy cutting tree limbs on a spruce that the limbs are so low you couldn't walk underneath it. So I did a bit of that and then cutting him into pieces. So I did my sweat job today.
Yeah, it's gotten warm again, hasn't it? It was very pleasant when we started out at a little before 11, and by the time we got back at 1 o'clock, it was hot and humid, so, yeah, good timing. But, pleasant trip. We've been wanting to do that for a long time. Finally got it in.
Very good. So did you know the Carroll family? Larry Carroll and his parents, maybe, on the lake area there in Crystal Lake?
No, not familiar at all.
Make sure I'm not getting the first name and the last name mixed up, but I think I didn't, but we'll find out in a minute. So I just managed to work CY9C again. I tried CW, but I couldn't hear him, so ended up going back to FTA until I worked him.
Okay, CY9C, I believe you said. So where's that? Where is he located?
CY9C is on St. Pierre Island off of Nova Scotia. It's a little bitty dot in the ocean. They got there by helicopter and set up for about 2 weeks. So they'll be on for a while on HF.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that's he's taking this hobby to another level, isn't he? Getting dropped off with a helicopter for 2 weeks on an island. How about that? How cool, though. You got to contact him.
I think there's 11 guys that went with, six or more helicopter loads of gear and food and tents and generators and stuff to sit there for about 2 weeks, so... You have a good chance of working him. He does CW, sideband, digital FT8, Super Fox, regular Fox, even 6 meters. So they're all over the place if you want to try. It's one of those rare DXs that shows up once in a while.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to, what's that site? The Expedition or something like that. Yeah, you look for contacts. How exciting. Yeah, and I've heard the space shuttle twice now in the last month. I just keep it in my scan list. Going down the road, all of a sudden you hear somebody talking. And by golly, it's the astronauts.
Whoa. I only heard the space station one time. I'm going to guess it was 20-something years ago, maybe, while I was driving. There was an astronaut lady, Shannon, something with red hair, I remember, but she was up there and I heard her talking in Houston to somebody in the Houston area on the radio. That was the only time I've ever heard an astronaut. Now, I have heard people using the repeater on the ISS, on Earth going through the repeater, but to hear an astronaut talk, only that one time.
Right. Yeah, and I could tell they were answering questions, so I'm going to assume it's similar to what our club did several years ago. Got a school / library / amateur radio group together, and the head kids standing in line for the question, and
Yep, I'm assuming that's what was going on, because you could tell they were answering questions. And I can, of course, only hear the answer, not side of the conversation.
Great.
And it is you can tell WB4KQ. That's really cool. That's cool. I have not heard them since that time, long, long ago, while I was in the car in Houston. I think waiting at outside a restaurant or something like that in the car or driving there. Not far from the house with the little mobile whip on the car and some radio I had in it. I don't remember which one, maybe a Yaesu or something. Heard her talking for maybe, 2 minutes, not more than that.
Great.
Hey, guys, please stand by. And you can answer.
Thanks, Drake. N8APX. Hey, guys, we've got some severe thunderstorm warnings down in the region down in your guys' way, so we've got the 86 linked in. We're going to start doing some Skywarnet stuff, so I'll give you a couple more minutes if you want to maybe just wrap it up. I just wanted to bump in here and let you guys know that we're going to try and spin up a Skywarnet.
Understood. Yeah, have a safe drive there, and enjoy your time in Houston.
Yeah, you bet, Glenn. We'll catch you again. K8WQK.
This is N8NXP calling the APX Skywarn Net group together. N8NXP will be net control. We have some severe storms coming in. MC and Tennessee County.
Hey, DMH, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 145,
1, 1.
You're
5-9, Drake. This is Tilo, Echo 8, Fox 2 Lima Key, monitoring portable. 2-3-9.
This is Kilo, November 4, Kilo, Echo Oscar, 5 miles west, Interlaken, with my eyes to the skies.
N8DMH,
N8NXP. Much better there, Chuck. N8DMH mobile.
I had a radio without an antenna, and my 587 is going crazy because it says calibrate date.
So it must have gotten factory reset. That's unfortunate.
I don't know. It's been sitting in my go bag since the last time we used it.
All right. I'm taking a closer look at that cell, and it's getting more interesting every time I see another image of it.
Okay. I'll see if I can try it again. This is N8NXP opening the District 7 Skywarn net for warnings down in Benzie in Manistee County, storms coming ashore. If anybody is in the southern area of District 7 that can give us reports, please call now, N8NXP.
N8NXP, W8REJ.
N8NXP, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Rob in beautiful downtown Beulah. It got very dark. I just looked outside. It's starting to rain, but it's just a very mild, light rain at this point. But I do see on the radar where it's going to get a little fussy here. So that's what I got for you.
Okay, sir. We appreciate it very much. If you see anything else, call us back. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control. Skywarn Net Control, N8NXP. The storm is starting to head northeast. It's into the lower half of Leelanau, covering up Benzie, Manistee, and it's going to cut right through Grand Traverse County.
Anybody in the Grand Traverse area, be on the lookout. Possibility of hail. N8NXP. Skywarn Net Control, N8NXP. Gaylord Weather Bureau just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Grand Traverse County. Grand Traverse County, all those in Grand Traverse County, be on the lookout for weather. And if you see any weather, hail, wind, advise net control, N8NXP.
K8BRX Mobile to net control. We are traveling northbound on East Silver Lake Road. Not a whole lot to report, just some dark clouds off to the west so far.
Roger, you're going east on Silver Lake Road, just dark clouds, nothing happening at this time. Can I have your call sign again, please?
Negative, I'm traveling north on East Silver Lake Road. I wish I'd do the names different. my call sign is Kilo 8 Bravo Romeo X-ray, K8BRX.
K8BRX, we appreciate that. Okay, I'll change it to northbound on East Silver Lake Road. Now, that can get confusing real quick.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey, Kilo Zulu, part-time.
Station calling, come again, please.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey, Kilo Zulu, K-E-8-W-S-Z. I'm short-time here. I'm out and about.
And what is your location?
I am over at the Traverse City West Middle School. Sorry, not Middle School.
Have you got anything to report?
Of course, I'm not in Middle School. I'm at high school, but there's things right now. Noise has been picking up since the past 20 minutes. But that's all.
Roger that. Thank you, Boo.
First, Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zero.
Net Control, W8REJ.
W8REJ, this is N8NXP. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, live from beautiful downtown Beulah. It's really starting to come down hard now. Lots of rain here, and no wind or anything at this point, though.
Okay, so you've got heavy rain downtown Beulah.
Yep, that's affirmative. No, no wind, however.
Well, that's a good thing.
N8NXP from KCABSU.
KCABSU, N8NXP, go ahead.
I've got our GMRS active down here, so I'm trying to get reports for you if I get people in the area.
Okay, Toby, thank you.
You portable.
Net Control, this is KN4KEO, 5 miles west of Interlaken.
Go ahead, KEO.
Well, it seems like somebody just flipped a switch and it's coming down heavy now over here, 5 miles west of Interlaken.
Yeah, you're reporting heavy rain 5 miles west of Interlaken. Thank you.
Very good.
Station just transmitting, you were garbled. Try again.
This is W8REJ.
Ed.
Okay, the latest update in Beulah is it's, wind has picked up. It's starting to rain very, very hard. And the wind is starting to pick up. So that's the latest from Beulah. W8REJ.
Can you give me a direction of the wind?
Yeah, it's coming in off of Lake Michigan from the west to the east.
Okay, thank you.
K8WPE Mobile on the west side of Silver Lake, still dry and moderate wind from the west.
Okay, Silver Lake is still dry. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control, looking for any reports in the Honor Lake Ann area. Looking for reports from the Honor Lake Ann area. N8NXP, Net Control, standing by.
Yeah, net control, this is KN4KEO between Honor and Lake Ann, myself. Visibility two-tenths of a mile. We're getting heavy rain and heavy wind. You're 5 miles west of Interlaken, 5 miles, 7 miles east of...
Okay, I got that you had heavy rain and heavy wind, and that was all I could copy. The other was garbled.
All right, copy that. I am inside on a portable. I'm going to switch maybe to Echo Link.
Mission Peninsula.
Go ahead and try it again.
Yeah, Kilo 8, Delta Yankee Sierra, Old Mission.
Delta Yankee Sierra, Old Mission. Go ahead with your report.
Oh, yeah, about a 15-mile breeze over here, but all the storms are south up in here, so still looking good. I'm out by the beach right now.
All righty. Thank you for that report. Stay safe out there.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zero, let's just have a report here.
Station, were you calling net control for Skywarn?
Affirmative.
Go ahead with your traffic, please.
Winds have started to pick up here, gust off of vegetation here. Looks like they're moving around 20 miles per hour. It's starting to now sprinkle, and from what I see in the distance, there's a stealth cloud rolling in. And or a possible white cloud, but I will not say it is right now.
Sorry about that. I had to grab 800 radio. Would you give me that report again, please?
Yes. From what I'm seeing outside, it looks like wind speeds are around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Along with that, stealth cloud is rolling in, and it looks like there is maybe possibly some Virga from the cloud base that I see.
Okay, can you give me a better location where you are and a better description of the cloud coming in?
I'm currently at Traverse City West High School in Traverse City, around Lake Ann, about 10 miles east of that. From what I see, there's a shelf cloud rolling in and multiple and rain has started.
Okay, here's Traverse City High School, and you say a shelf cloud just went over and it's starting to rain.
Correct. That is affirmative.
Roger, we copied that. Thank you.
Of course. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
N8NXP from TCAVSU.
TCAVSU, N8NXP, go ahead.
Got a report from a GMRS operator. Winds are starting to pick up 5 miles southeast of Teensley. No rain as of yet.
Okay, you're saying the winds are picking up 5 miles east of Teensley, is that correct?
Miles southeast of Teensley.
Winds up to 15, 20 miles an hour. Just starting to sprinkle over here in some corners.
Would you repeat that, please?
Winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Just starting to sprinkle over by some corners.
Okay, you got winds 15 to 20 starting to sprinkle over by Chum's Corners. Copy. Give me your call sign, please.
Whiskey.
believe it.
I'm sorry, sir, you're breaking up real bad. Try again.
Whiskey, Echo, Quebec, Zulu, Yankee, Tom.
Roger, we thank you for the report.
AAWPE, again on West Silver Lake Road. Pouring like crazy, windshield wipers on max.
You say it's blowing like mad, raining hard?
I don't really see much wind action in the trees, but it's raining hard. My windshield wipers are on full max.
Roger that, thank you.
MXP, KCBSU, with an update from my Kingsley guy.
KCBSU, go ahead with your update for Kingsley.
Okay, he's got rain now, winds 20 miles an hour out of the west. He's now in rain, 20 mile an hour winds out of the west.
Roger, rain with 20 mile an hour winds out of the west. Whereabouts is he in Kingsley? Can you tell me that, VSU?
He's 5 miles southeast of Kingsley.
5 miles southeast of Kingsley. Thank you. N8NXP, net control.
KCAVSU.
N8NXP, Skywarn, net control. Looking for any reports in Grand Traverse County? Reports in Grand Traverse County, please call now.
Skywarn Net Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf over on the southwest end of the fighter. Going through, no hail, and that's about it. KF8, AGY, back to net control.
KEA-AGY, alright, I got some of your transmissions, but you were broken up pretty bad throughout it. Can you try again, please?
Roger that. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee KF-8-AGY on Spider Lake. We've had high winds here. Lightning strikes close by, torrential downpour, no hail. Repeat, no hail, and no funnels dropping out of the air. That's zero funnels dropping out. So, bad storm passing through. KF-8-AGY, this is back to Skywarn, net control.
Okay, sir, it's Spider Lake there, high winds at this time, and main thing, no hail. No funnel clouds. That's great. We thank you very much for that report. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf, Yankee. This is November 8, November X-ray, Papa, Skywarn Net Control.
Roger that, Skywarn Net Control. This is KF-8, KGY. We'll be standing by.
Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Golf, Yankee, please come back.
Skywarn Net Control. This Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee.
Roger, sir. We're just wondering if you give an estimated speed from the way the trees are moving, or do you have a wind gauge by any chance?
Wind gauge on my local weather station is broken, but based on the way the trees moved, I would put the wind at probably 40 to 50 miles an hour based on past experience. That is 50 miles per hour.
Okay, sir, we copy 40 to 50 estimated winds at this time. Thank you very kindly. KF-8-AGY, this is N8-NXP, net control, Skywarn.
N8-NXP, Skywarn, net control, this is KF-8-AGY, continuing to monitor.
N8NXP from KCAVSU.
KCAVSU, N8NXP.
Okay, the storm has passed, Kingsley. Going eastbound, but it has passed. No wind, and the rain has pretty much stopped. So it's moving eastbound. According to my radar, there's a small cell over by Price Lake going east.
Roger, copy that. Thank you. N8NXP, Skywarn, net control.
N8NFC, Skywarn, net control. This is KF8AGY with an update.
KF8AGY, go ahead with your update, sir.
Yeah, to confirm the here, the weather threat has moved on, presuming moving eastward. There is no wind to speak of here, no more torrential rain, and once again, zero occurrence of hail or funnel clouds. This is KFAGY. Back to net control.
KFAGY, N8APX. Currently filing your wind speed report with the National Weather Service. You had mentioned you were kind of basing that off of your trees there. Did you have any tree damage? They're looking to see if you had any, like, limbs come down, things like that.
This is KF8AGY. It is negative on any limbs coming down. No apparent tree damage at this point. KF8AGY, back to net control.
Appreciate it, thank you. N8APX, go ahead. NXP, take it over.
Roger, roger.
This is NHATQ standing by.
NHATQ, N8NXP, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Chuck. Yeah, it's hot and sunny, light wind here. It doesn't look like we're going to get anything, but I'll be around the shack.
Alrighty, everything so far is south of you and me. We will get rain if it keeps proceeding across from Wisconsin, but everything is much farther south. What's your temperature down there?
Okay, 87 degrees.
Okay, you're still up in that danger zone. You think it's sprawl up there. She starts to pop up now east of Traverse City, going towards 131 and passing that. Some of it's already down in the Houghton Lake area, so it could get up your way. Appreciate you standing by sometime and let us know, Joe. N8NXP, nice Skywarn net control.
Okay, N8NXP, NHATQ. Yeah, we'll keep an eye. There's just something about I-75 that causes things to pop up to the east side of the state. We were sitting there on the deck last night watching it build, so, yep, I'm glad they put that highway there. NHATQ.
NXP, Skywarn Net Control, checking to see if there's any reports from anybody in any of District 7 on any weather-related items. Please come now.
N8NXP from Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet, WX1J in downtown Traverse City.
Go ahead with your report, sir.
Yeah, Chuck, nice job. That today, but just wanted to give you a report. There has not been a lot of comments from Traverse City proper, and at this point, since the advisory was issued, we have not seen any rain at my location. The winds are 0 to 3 miles an hour, maybe an occasional gust to 5. No rain, no damage, no winds of any kind, and I heard some thunder rolling pretty loudly south of me as it passed. But at this point, just wanted to give you an update that there's zero precipitation, zero wind in Traverse City itself. Back to that, NXP, WX1J.
WX1J, okay, we appreciate that port. Can you give me a location of where you are in Traverse City, please?
Yep, I'm about two blocks from the water on Washington Street between Garfield and Rose. Over.
Roger, two blocks off the water between Garfield and Rose. Thank you very much. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control, looking for any reports of weather from Frederick, Grayling, Houghton Lake area. Anybody in the Frederick, Grayling, Houghton Lake area looking for weather reports for Skywarn? N8NXP, standing by.
N8YSS, Grayling.
N8YSS and Grayling. Go ahead, sir.
Well, unfortunately, I can't report much because it's mostly still. Every now and then I get a gust of wind of about 10 miles per hour. It's overcast, but no precipitation as yet. My position is about a quarter mile east of the hospital.
All righty, copy that. We appreciate the report. If anything changes, kindly let us know.
Okay, I can do that. Good luck. N8YSS, Grayling.
Man, thank you for the report, N8YSS. This is N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control, looking for any reports. Holt Lake, Roscommon. Holt Lake, Roscommon area, please call. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control. Checking any information on I-75 from Frederick on southbound. Anything in the Frederick, Grayling, Roscommon area, please call Net Control, N8NXP. N8YSS, N8YSS, N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control. N8NXP Skywarn Net Control, looking for reports from the West Branch, Rose City, Houghton Lake area. West Branch, Rose City, Houghton Lake area. Any reports from that area? This is Skywarn Net Control.
W8VET, portable.
W8VET, N8NXP Skywarn Net Control. Do you have a report for it, sir?
Yeah, affirmative, Southern North Dakota County, Rose City address. Nothing at all to report at this time. I am available, and this is my location. W8BET, Whiskey 8, Victor Equitango, Mike.
Okay, Mike, I heard you over on 800. Alrighty. Thank you very much. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control, standing by.
Control from N8YSS and Grayling.
N8YSS Grayling, N8NXP, Net Control.
A little while ago you wanted some reports from the area. Okay, I'm kind of between the hospital and the expressway, about a block off of North Down River Road. I'm hearing thunder, but there is no precip at the moment here.
Okay, Cap, you're have no rain, just thunder in the background, and you're just off of North River, there between the hospital and the freeway. Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's by the north. I'm fairly close to the north end exit for the expressway, so we wanted a report of the expressway. Like I say, there's just no rain at the moment, and just some rumbling in the background. N8YSS.
N8NXP, Net Control for Skywarn. Looking for any reports in the from Grayling down to West Branch and eastbound. Any reports in that area? Skywarn Net Control, N8NXP. N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control. Well, I want to thank everybody that gave us reports. The threat has moved out of our area for the time. We're going to close the net down, but there will be it will be monitored. If you have any reports to give, please come forth with them. Somebody will take those. We thank everybody for participating in the District 7 Skywarn net this afternoon. N8 NXP clear.
N8 NXP, N8 JTQ.
N8 JTQ, N8 NXP here. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, Chuck, good to hear your voice. Anyway, another fine job. Did you get my email regarding that show up there in Mackinac the other night? I've been having some trouble with my email stuff here.
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'll have to figure out what happened. Anyway, we played at the, Conklin or whatever park there, the band shell, Friday night with the country band.
Oh, son of a gun, I missed you. Friday night, not Saturday night.
Yeah, Friday night, yep. Yeah, the days all run together anymore.
Yeah, I was there Saturday night. Well, Friday night, the wife left, had to go down to Holland for a baby shower of our niece. And I was out at the clubhouse. And I don't remember what happened, but I didn't make it down there. Son of a gun. I wish I'd known you were coming.
Oh, well, maybe we'll do it again someday. I don't play with them very often, but she had a chance to do that through an agent, I guess. So the singer took it, and usually they play with just her and her husband with tracks behind them, you know. But a couple times a year, she puts a band together, so we come from all over the state and do a show. So anyhow, okay, real cool. Well, let you get out of here, and we'll be hanging around the shack. NHATQ.
Okay, fine business, Joe. All right, you got somebody is monitoring. There's a couple of guys monitoring this. I've got a meeting here at 4:30, so I'll be back around 7. Have a good evening. N8NXP clear.
N8NXP from KC8VSU. Nothing hurt. KC8VSU.
Mike, Charlie, Mike, monitoring.
KF8BM, driving through and testing. KF8BPM, test complete. KF8BPM, driving through and testing. Test complete. KFM BPM, clear.
Guys, UPM. Gary, can you write? Good evening, David.
Are you looking for a number?
AA9, GPM. Gary, can you write? This is Kilo Alpha 9, George from Bob Mike. Gary, can you write? Kilo Alpha 9, George, Papa, Mike, Skinner Lake, Terry.
And I'm Kilo Pimo.
Good evening, Jim. This is KA9, Kilo Alpha 9, George, Papa, Mike, Terry, Skinner Lake. Kilo Alpha 9, George, Papa, Mike, Terry, Skinner Lake. Kilo Alpha 9, George, Papa, Mike, Terry, Skinner Lake. Yeah, this is Kilo Alpha 9, George, Papa, Mike, Terry, from Skinner Lake.